Sawal Kija. This is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid and I'm your host Vidya. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio on 1550 AM, of course. You can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You know, sometimes, especially if you're listening from home and you want to call during our listener question challenges, sometimes it's useful to listen on the computer instead of the radio so that I don't get feedback when you pick up the phone. So, you know, try it out today. If you're a regular caller, just try listening on the radiozindagi.com website. Click on the live radio button and see if you can listen to our stream that way. And the best part is that once you get used to listening to radiozindagi.com, you can listen to it from anywhere in the world. So long as you're in the right, you know, you've calculated what time it is and you've got the time right, you can listen to the show live from anywhere in the world. Isn't that great? And the third and the most convenient way to listen to the show is by downloading the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. I've tried it. It works beautifully. If you click on the live Bay Area button, you'll be able to listen to it that way as well. So there are a few ways to listen to the show. So be sure to take advantage of that and find the one that's most convenient to you. So let me also give out some other housekeeping details. Our website where you can get information about registering for the show is safarikidca.com. Safarikidca.com. You can register for the show there. We have partial archives on that show because we're still working on a new website that's going to have a lot more detail and a lot more information. So in the meantime, if you want to listen to past shows of the Safari Quiz Show and you want to, maybe if you are going to be a participant in the future or you just want to play along, then go to waternoice.com, waternoice.com, and you can click on the quiz show archives and all the old shows are archived there. You just have to click on it and an MP3 will come on and you can listen to the entire show there. Then the way to contact us is safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's our email, safariquizshow@gmail.com. So I hope I've given you a lot of information and you had a pen and pencil to take it down. Otherwise, just call us, 510-770-1550, and we'll give you whatever information you need. All right, so with that, let's go over the rules one more time for the benefit of the kids in the studio. So we're going to have three rounds, three segments of 10 questions in each segment, okay, on three different topics. Each correct answer gets 10 points. If you buzz in and you give the wrong answer, you get minus 5. That means if you have points, I'm going to take it away from you. Minus 5. But say if you can't answer the question and the question passes to the next person, they have two choices. They can either say pass, in which case there's no penalty, or they can take a guess. Again, if you guess and get it right, 5 points. If you guess and get it wrong, minus 5 points. Got it? But you should guess. This is a game after all, right? We're going to have fun with it. All right. For the kids who are listening at home, this is a live show. So we have our listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. All right. So let's meet our contestants in the studio today. Our first contestant is Sandra. Say hi, Sandra.
Hi. My name is Sandra. I'm going to fifth grade. I like playing soccer and I also like playing with my brother.
All right. How old is your brother?
My brother is 4.
Does he play soccer too?
He likes basketball more.
He likes basketball more. So in soccer, do you play in a team?
Yeah.
Which one?
International I am.
Oh, that's cool. So do you guys go out of town to play or just inside Fremont?
I recently joined, so I'm not so sure.
Okay. Are you having fun with your team?
Yeah.
So are practices fun or are they painful?
They're fun, but it's hard.
It's hard, yes, yes. All sorts of muscles in the body that you never knew existed are now going to tell you that they exist. Okay, our next contestant is Ananya. Welcome to the show, Ananya. Hi.
Hi, my name's Ananya, and I like to dance and play with my sister.
All right. So do you just dance for fun or do you go take classes?
Yeah, I take classes.
Which one? Which kind of dance?
Bharatanatyam.
All right. I know my daughter tried out a Bharatanatyam class once and she got so scared because it looked so tough and so strict. Is your class also very strict?
Yeah, now I'm in intermediate. So
you have to practice every single day?
But I don't because it's summer.
It's summer. Ah, so are you on holiday from classes right now?
No, you're still supposed to practice.
You're still supposed to practice, but we are all in a vacation mode. Boy, I understand that. And our third contestant was supposed to be Evan, but Evan, where are you? You're missing. I was expecting you to be in the studio today, so you're missing the chance at a prize and missing at a chance to get the better of these girls in the studio today. So Ananya and Sandra are going to have fun answering all the questions and really accumulating a big stack of points, right? Yeah. All right. So, okay, so now since there's just two of you, I'm going to give you a little choice. I have three categories today. Our first category is third grade science vocabulary. Our second topic is United States, facts about the United States. And the third category is words beginning with the letter H.
Okay. Okay.
So I guess the girls want to start with the easier category first, right? Get into the groove because they're a little nervous and this is the perfect category to get them started. Ready?
Yes.
All right, hands on the buzzers. We did a little bit of practice before the show started so they know how to operate it. And they're going to get into the groove of it really soon. No problem. Ready? Words beginning with the letter H. And kids at home, play along and let me see how many points you got. Okay, here's another thing. I know some of you are going to be calling in later with a listener question. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to see if you can answer the questions too and score along at home. And when you call in and give me the listener question answer, you got to tell me how many points you scored in the first round. Is that a deal? All right. Let's go. First question in the category, words beginning with the letter H. Question number one. Four-legged herbivore with a mane.
Horse.
Horse is right. 10 points to Ananya. Question number two. Remember, these are all, this category is words beginning with the letter H. Question number two. Where you live?
House.
House is right. I would have taken home as well. Question number three. Are you able to press, Sandra?
No,
she didn't answer a question yet.
No. I pressed it, but it didn't make a sound.
Okay, try it. Let's try it out. Yeah, so it's working. So it means you pressed, but she pressed faster. That's all. Question number three. When you are not proud, you are? When you are not proud, you are? Opposite of proud. Remember, these are words beginning with the letter H.
When you're not proud, you are?
Humble. When you're not proud, you are humble. Ooh, that's points for me. 10 points for me. Okay, let's wait for that to stop and then we can go on with our next question. That will be question number four. Whoops. Question number four. Going without food can make you?
Hungry.
Hungry is right. 10 points to Sandra and she begins her account. Question number five. 20 times five.
I don't know.
wait. Question will pass to you. So she gets minus five. You have to give back 5 points. And question passes to Sandra.
100.
100 is right. Remember, these are words, beginning with the letter H. Okay, question number six. And again, we'll wait for the buzzer to stop its activity before we start. Question number six. Because the question passes to you, Sandra, you get 5 points.
Okay.
All right. Question number six. Eating good food and getting enough sleep and exercise will make you?
Healthy.
Healthy is right. 10 points to Sandra. This time she got them in with the buzzer ahead. The loser of the race with the tortoise.
Hair
is right. You know, the funny thing was, I was going over all these questions with my daughter because I like to run them past her so that I can tell if I made a mistake or not. Do you know how I framed this question? The winner of the race with the tortoise. And she said, Mom, though it's not the winner, it's the loser. And I said, wow. You know, these days, I would always assume the hare would win, right? Okay. Question number eight. Species that we belong to.
Humans.
Human is right. 10 points to Sandra again. Question number nine. The fraction 50 by 100 refers to this quantity.
Half.
Half is right. And question number 10. Fictional wizard with lightning scar.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is right. 10 points to Ananya, who took a little bit of a guess by buzzing in ahead, but she got points for her risk taking. Good job. All right, with that, we come to the end of the first round and we're on to our listener question. So everybody who's ready for our listener question, please also tell me if you scored along with the game and how many points you scored. Okay, I'd love to hear that along with your name, of course. And Michael, may I have a pen? I see that I do not. Oh, there it is. Okay, are we ready? First listener question. Unlucky egg, who could not be helped by all the king's men. Unlucky egg, 510-770-1550. This question is for our listeners at home. Okay, and we have our first caller already. Let's take our first call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is Humpty Dumpty.
Thank you, Anya. And did you play along with our contestants in the studio today?
No.
You didn't. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Anoop.
Anoop. Okay, Anoop. And what's your answer?
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. And did you score yourself?
Yes.
And how many points did you get?
90.
90 points. 9 out of 10. That's awesome. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is Humpty Dumpty.
Thank you, Isha. And did you play along today?
I did, except I lost track of my points.
Oh, okay. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Adi.
Adi?
And, yeah.
And your answer is?
Humpty Dumpty.
And how many points did you score?
30.
Very good. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
My name is Pooja from Foster City.
And Pooja, what's the answer for the listener question? Pooja, what's the answer for the listener question? Did we lose Pooja? I don't hear her, so let's move on. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Nishant, and the answer is Humpty Dumpty, and I have 70 points.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, Nishant. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Humpty Dumpty.
Thank you, Gaurav. And how many points did you get?
I got 80.
Good job. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hi, you're on the air. You can turn the radio down.
My name is Dusty. I am 7 years old and my answer is Humpty Dumpty.
Did I get your name right? Is it Kriti? Is your name? Could you spell it?
S-T-U-T-I.
Oh, Shruti. Okay. Okay. Oh, Stuti. I'm sorry, not Shruti. Stuti. Thank you, Stuti. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana. The answer is Humpty Dumpty.
Okay, and how many points did you score, Kirtana?
Hello?
Yes, did you also keep score along with the kids in the studio?
What?
Never mind. Let's go to our next caller. Thank you, Kirtana. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Love.
Nirav?
Yeah.
And what's your answer, Nirav?
Humpty Dumpty.
Good job, Nirav. Okay, is that it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, we have one more caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Anna.
Anna?
I'm Humpty Dumpty.
And what's your name again?
I'm Anna.
I got Anna. That as Anna. Is that Anna? Anna. Okay. Thank you, Anna. And Anna was the last caller on question number one. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to go with the other two categories for today. And we're playing with Ananya and Sandra in the studio today. And this is your host, Vidya, saying, Jeja, Sawal Kieja. Awesome. Jeja, Sawal Jeja. This is your host Vidya and I'm here with my wonderful contestants Ananya and Sandra who are in the studio with me today. I have just two and I'm not going to mention the name of the third person, but when he comes back to the studio another time, I'm going to dock 5 points from him for not showing up today. Is that fair, girls? You think that's fair? Yes, that's fair. That's fair. Okay, so our first category, we just got done with it. And I see that the kids playing at home did really well. One of them got up to 90 points and they did phenomenally. So I want you guys to keep doing that. Okay, if you're listening to the show, you might as well play along and see how many you got right, right? Okay, so that category was words beginning with H, and that was the easiest category. And now we are going to go to a category that the girls are like, do we have to? But we do have to. Yes, we do. And before we do, we're going to check on who won our first listener question. And that raffle was picked by Ananya. And she's going to announce the winner.
The winner is Nirav.
Nirav! Woohoo! Let's give him a round of applause. Good job, Nirav. So please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And you know what to do? You have to give me your name, your address, the question and the answer that you got right so that we can get your prize to you. And now let's see how the contestants in the studio are doing. Sandra, how many points do you have?
I have 55 points.
55 points. That's really good. And how about you, Ananya?
I have 25.
25 points. And between the two of them, I think they answer pretty much every question except one. So that's really good. So how about we test your knowledge of third grade science vocabulary? Oh, the girls are like, oh. But they're going to be surprised at the end of it, I bet, because they're going to know a lot of them. All right. Are you ready? Hands on buzzers. Be ready to press. First question in our category, third grade science. The thick layer of fat that whales have is called what? The thick layer of fat. I see there's Timing. Michael's putting up his hands. I wish Michael, maybe you should be the third contestant today since we don't have a third contestant. The thick layer of fat that whales have is called blubber. It's called blubber. Blubber. Question number two. Hawk eats snake. Snake eats frog. Frog eats grasshopper. What is the sequence called?
Food chain.
Food chain is good. Sandra, 10 points. Well done. Okay, question number three. What do fish use to extract oxygen from water?
Gills.
Gills is right. 10 points to Ananya. See, you know your science. Question number four. When some bears sleep through the winter, what is that process called?
Hibernation.
Hibernation is right. Awesome, Sandra. Question number five. When a caterpillar changes into a butterfly, what is that process called?
Life cycle.
No, that is not called a life cycle. 5 points from Ananya. Question passes to Sandra. When a caterpillar changes into a butterfly, what is that process called? It's a long word and it's hard to wrap around our tongues. You can answer, but you won't get points. But wait till Sandra says pass. No, so pass. Ananya, what was the answer?
Metamorphosis.
Metamorphosis is right, and she didn't remember it in time. That's right. Question number six. Animals that sleep in the day and stay awake at night are called?
Nocturnal.
Nocturnal is right. 10 points to Sandra. Question number seven. Think about this before you answer. How much space an object takes up? It's called its? How much space?
Volume.
Volume is right. That was a tough question. Well done, Sandra. Question number eight. An instrument used for viewing distant objects, especially objects in space.
Binoculars.
It wasn't your turn. It's Sandra's turn.
Telescope.
Telescope is right. 10 points to Sandra. Okay, I need the definition here. So think about it and you'll have enough time to answer. Question number nine. What is boiling point? What is boiling point? When you say something's boiling point, what does that mean? Think about it. It's a definition, so I'm going to give you a little minute, little time extra to think about the definition. What is boiling point? What temperature is a boiling point?
What the temperature is?
No. What kind of temperature is a boiling point? When is you say that?
When something is overheated.
No, 5 points from you. That would be the non-scientific answer. That it started boiling, right? Question passes to Ananya. Do you want to take a stab at it, or do you want to say pass?
What is the question again?
What is a... You don't have to press the buzzer now. What is a boiling point? A boiling point.
I know this.
Take your time. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds.
100 and something.
That's the boiling point of water. But the boiling point is basically the temperature at which a liquid changes to gas. A liquid changes to gas. Okay, last question in our third grade science. By the way, you girls did awesome. I think these questions were set a little tougher than usual. So you did very well. Question number 10, last question in our third grade science vocabulary. 1/100th of a meter is called 1/100th of a meter. 100 of these make a meter.
Centimeters?
Centimeter is right. Very good, Ananya. 10 points to Ananya for that. And that brings us to the end of our third grade science round, which went really fast. I hope everybody at home was also playing along. So let's go to our listener question and see if you can answer that and also tell me how many points you got if you were playing along. Okay? Here's our listener question, only for the kids at home, not for the kids in the studio. And the question in third grade science is, what substance makes a leaf green? And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. What substance makes a leaf green? And our first caller is already on the line. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is chlorophyll.
Very good, Anya. Were you playing along?
Yes.
And how many points did you get?
70 points.
Awesome. That's really good. All right, next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is chlorophyll.
Feedback, feedback.
My name is Pooja, and I think the answer is chlorophyll.
Thank you, Pooja. I'm glad we got you this time. And did you play along as well?
Yes.
And how many points did you get?
50.
Very good. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello,
I'm Aryan.
Aryan. And Aryan, yes, what's the answer?
And the answer is chlorophyll.
Thank you, Aryan. And points? Whoa. Okay. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sarah. And the answer is chlorophyll.
Thank you, Saurav. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Anoop.
Anoop. And Anoop, how did you do on the test, so on the quizzes so far?
100 points.
All right. And what's the answer to our question?
Chlorophyll.
Anoop, you did really well in the last round. I hope you think about coming over to the studio and playing here as well. You might get a better prize. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
And the answer is chlorophyll. My grandpa accidentally answered it, and I wasn't playing along.
What's your name?
Nikhil.
Nikhil. Thank you, Nikhil.
I'm talking to her.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name's Gaurav, and the answer is chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. And Gaurav, how many points did you get?
90 points.
Oh, awesome. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my name is Dave, and the answer is chlorophyll.
Thank you, Dave. Were you playing along as well?
Yes.
And how many points did you get?
90.
Oh, wow. All right, we have a lot of 90 and 100 pointers in this category. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Last two, Michael. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yeah, my name
is Vasudha, and the answer is chlorophyll.
Thank you, Vasudha. And how many points did you score?
90.
Oh, wow. Okay, I need to see all these 90-pointers and 100-pointers in my studio soon. Okay, write to us. Go to safarikidsca.com and be sure to register. All right, last caller for this round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nishant, and my answer is chlorophyll, and I have 120 points.
Oh, totally? So far? 120 points so far. Okay, how many points in the second round?
50.
50, awesome. All right. Okay, so with that, we come to the end of our second round and the listener challenge. If you've been waiting to answer. I'm sorry, but we have one more question left at the end of the third round. So keep listening and keep playing along and keep scoring yourself. I want to know how much you scored when I speak to you next. And you have to tell me how much you scored just in the third round. I'm just asking for points in the third round. All right? So we are going to come up with a category that's United States. But before that, we have to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to check out with our listener question winner as well as our contestants in the studio. Okay, everybody ready? Jeja. Sawal kiye ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
As you can see, the cheers in the studio are growing louder every time we come back from a break, which shows the girls are getting comfortable in the studio and not feeling nervous anymore because they did really well in our last round, which is the third grade science vocabulary. But before we go to anything else, we had a call earlier in the break saying that the boiling point, if I got this correctly, please forgive me if I didn't get the message, I didn't understand the message properly, but we had a caller saying the boiling point is basically the temperature at which anything boils. So I want to give you two definitions. One is the Wikipedia definition of boiling point, which is the boiling point of a substance is the temperature at which the vapor pressure of the liquid equals the pressure surrounding the liquid, which is really a confusing definition which the third grader cannot understand. And it goes on to say, and the liquid changes into a vapor. So I guess that the simplest way of putting it in a way that a third grader can understand it is that the boiling point is the temperature at which a liquid changes into gas. So I'm going to stand by my definition and move on. And we'll see first who the listener challenge question winner was. So that this time was picked by Sandra, and she's going to announce it.
Hi, I picked the winner of the raffle, and the winner is Gaurav.
Gaurav, awesome. Gaurav has been a previous winner and also been a contestant in the studio, if I'm not mistaken. So congratulations, Gaurav. We'd love to see you back in the studio. And you know what to do, so I don't need to tell you, but I'm going to say it anyway. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. You know the rest of it. All right, so let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Sandra, you have so many coins in front of you. Do you need a moment to calculate how many points you have?
Yeah.
Quickie!
I have 100 points.
Oh, wow. Sandra did really well in the third grade science category as well, but so did Anani. Anani, how many points do you have?
40.
Loudly into the mic.
40.
Ananya has 40 points. She's 60 points behind, but this is a new category. This category is United States, so we never know. And Ananya, you're doing really well, all right? Okay, so are we ready? Hands on buzzers. This category is United States facts. So they're random questions about the United States. It's not history. It's not history. Just facts. So I know the girls are like, no history, no history. But this is not history. Because I don't think you start studying history till the fifth grade or something, right?
No.
You
learned it in fourth grade.
Oh, you do learn it in fourth grade. Okay, here we go. Question number one. In which city is the Empire State Building located?
New York.
New York City is right. 10 points to Ananya. Good job. Question number two. Think about it a little bit. Which is the smallest state in the U.S. in terms of area?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Sandra, I did not expect you to know this answer. This was really good. I bet Michael didn't know the answer. Did you? No, he didn't. See? Better than that. Awesome. Question number three. Which city is the Liberty Bell located? Liberty Bell. The cracked bell. Very historic city for the United States. Okay, I'm going to give you another clue. It's in Pennsylvania. Which city is Liberty Bell located? It's a city in Pennsylvania. Girls are blanking, so I'm going to answer the question. It's Philadelphia. Okay, question number four. Name any one of the presidents on Mount Rushmore. You remember?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is right. 10 points to Sandra again. Question number five. How many stars are there on the American flag?
50.
Oh, 50. That question goes to Ananya because she buzzed in first. The both of them answered at the same time. Just wait and see whose button buzzes first. Good job. You know something? When I wrote this question, the answer in my head was 13. Another question which my daughter said, are you kidding? It's 50. It's the 13 colonies with the stripes and 50 stars for the states.
Yeah.
So, awesome. You girls are better than me. Question number six. Which we talked about the smallest state now, which is the largest state in the U.S. by area?
Alaska.
Alaska is right. 10 points to Sandra. Awesome. Remember, pressing the buzzer is really important. Question number 7. The geyser known as Old Faithful is located in which national park?
Yellowstone National Park.
Awesome. 10 points again to Sandra, who's being very good with the buzzer. Question number 8. Which is the westernmost state in the U.S.? Westernmost state in the U.S. Just think of the U.S. and then north, south, east, west. West is left on the map. Which is the westernmost state in the U.S.? Take a guess. Everybody has points. Come on. Don't be afraid.
I'm going to be wrong.
That's okay. Buzz in and answer.
California?
No, it isn't. Remember that 5 points from Sandra, but I'm glad you guessed. But think about it. Doesn't the map in the coastline slope leftwards out on top of California? It goes even further west, right? Keeps going west, west, west. It's Alaska. Alaska is the westernmost state of the United States. Remember, if you imagine the map, it's like really west. I'll tell you a very interesting fact. Number one, when I was researching this, I thought it would be Hawaii. Right? Because it's in the Pacific Ocean, quite far away. But it wasn't. It was Alaska. I also found out another very interesting factoid, which is by a technicality, Alaska is also the easternmost state in the United States.
Huh?
How does that happen?
Because it's
long.
Next to Russia?
Because some of it crosses the international date line. It is so big and so western that some of it, just a little bit of some islands of Alaska cross the international date line, it becomes the eastern hemisphere. So in a way, it's the easternmost state of the United States as well. So if you ever get that on a quiz in the future, you'll remember that.
I went there last week.
You did? Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
What, did you see any grizzly bears?
Yeah, we went to a zoo and saw it in the wild.
You saw it in the wild eating salmon? Yeah, you have to talk into the mic, yeah. You saw them eating salmon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what fun, huh?
Everybody was fishing. And there was, a moose in the middle of the road.
Wow, I did that. I saw that too when I went to Alaska. A moose in the middle of the road. Isn't that amazing? Did he have a full set of antlers or was it gone?
It was a full set of antlers and there were cubs.
Oh, and there were babies?
Yeah.
What are moose babies called? Fawn?
I don't know.
Moose are like deer, right? I'll find out. Future quiz question. What is a moose baby called? Animal babies. That would be a good category. Okay, next week's category. Animal babies. All right. Question number 9. So we have just 2 more questions left in the United States category. The highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. was in Death Valley. Which state is Death Valley in?
California.
California is right. Awesome. 10 points to Sandra. And here is the last, final question before our listener question. Last question of today's episode. Category United States. Which is the national bird of the United States? National bird.
Bald eagle.
Bald eagle is right. Good job, Ananya. 10 points. And with that, we come to the end of today's round for the contestants. But we still have our listener challenge question left. All right, everybody ready? And you have to give me your points. Not the cumulative points, but just the points for this particular category, the United States category. I know it was a little bit tougher. All right. Here is your question. First of all, our phone number, 510-770-1550. And the question is, what is the national flower of the United States? What is the national flower? We have a caller. I'm not sure they are asking this question. Let's go to the caller. Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is Golden Poppy.
Golden Poppy, Akansha, says Akansha. All right, next listener. Hi, you're on the air. Oh, there's too much feedback. Who's on the line? Lost them. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Question is, what is the national flower of the United States? Who's this?
Anish.
Anish. And Anish, what's your answer?
American poppies.
American poppies. Anish's answer too. This is the national flower of the United States. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anoop.
Anoop. And what's your answer, Anoop?
American poppies.
Thank you, Anoop. And let's go. Did you score yourself this in this particular category?
Yes.
How many points did you get?
90.
Oh, Anoop is a star. Anoop, why are you not in the studio? I need to see you in the studio next week. All right, next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ishita, and my answer is National Poppy.
It's Poppy, and this is what, Ishita?
Ishita? Yes.
Okay, thank you. This is the national flower of the United States. This is my question. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Aryan.
Yes, Aryan.
And the answer is American Poppy.
Thank you, Aryan. And what's, did you score?
And I had 90 points.
Awesome. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is Golden Poppy.
Thank you, Gaurav. And Gaurav, how many points did you get? Ooh, lost Gaurav there. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Dipali and the answer is American Poppy.
Dipali?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Dipali.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Kiran, and I believe the answer is the rose.
Thank you, Kiran. Did you score yourself on this round?
Can you say that again?
Did you score yourself on, were you playing along? And do you know how many points?
Yeah.
Yes. How many points did you get?
I think I got mostly everything right. I think I took for one question.
To 90. Awesome, Kiran. Good job. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Pooja, and I think the answer is rose.
Thank you, Pooja. Let's go to our next caller.
Everybody was saying,
hi,
American,
you're on the
poppy,
air.
American poppy.
I can hear you, Dad. Who's on the line?
My name is Niti and I'm 7 years old. My answer is rose.
And is that Niti or Aditi?
Our next caller.
Niti? Is it? I'm assuming it was Niti. I'm going to take that as Niti. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No, I lost them. Okay. So with that, we come to the end of today's round. Now, we had two very different answers for this question. What is the national flower of the United States? I had poppy, I had American poppy, golden poppy, and I had the rose. So you'll have to wait till after the break to find out what the answer was, who the winner was, and how the contestants in the studio are doing. So let's take our break now. Last break. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Hey, Anju, do you...
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja, and we're back and we're rushing because we are running out of time. I think the time really flew by today and we had so much fun listening to how the kids at home did and so many of them have done so, so well. So I'm really glad you're playing along. And you're playing along with the contestants in the studio and it was fun to listen to all the points that you got. But now it's time to first announce the answer to our question, what is the national flower of the United States? And a lot of you answered poppy, which I believe is the state flower of California. The national flower of the United States is the rose. And only two people got it right and so each had a 50-50 chance of winning. So our contestant Ananya is going to announce who won. Ananya, go for it.
What
is it, a winner of?
The winner of the raffle was Pooja.
Pooja, congratulations. All right. So, you know what to do. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That applies to everybody who won today. Nirav, Gaurav, and Pooja. Nirav, Gaurav, and Pooja, write to me at safariquizshow@gmail, giving even the question and the answer. So that you can, oh yes, we have to wind up. Michael is giving me a little wind up. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Sandra, you were leading after the second round. How many points do you have?
I got 145 points.
Wow, that is a humongous score. Ananya, what about you?
70.
Ananya got 70 points. Let's give her a big round of applause too. So our winner for today is Sandra. And our loser is not Ananya. Our loser is Evan, who did not show up in the studio today. So well done, everybody. We are going to now, we come to the end of our episode. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. Theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.